Today's episode of the Mr. Mom Daily podcast has been brought to you by scrambling at the last minute to get things done, or as I like to call it, standard operating procedure. Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2014. My name is Eric and I'm a stay-at-home dad, or put another way, Mr. Mom. Hello everyone, how are you today? I hope you enjoyed your long Labor Day weekend. Nice extra day to get in one more season of whatever it is you're watching. So, Colette, my 7-year-old, almost 8-year-old, who has just started second grade, I think she's entering a new kind of phase of school. And it's one that, thinking back, I'm starting to remember. So, she doesn't seem quite as enthused about school as she did when she was in first grade. The first day of school, She was pretty pumped. First day, she was excited, ready to go. And then every day since, it's not like I've had to really drag her out to every day of second grade, but it's not been the same as it was in first. It's like I'm taking her to her job. It's like she's got a job and she's like, well, all right, I know it'll be fine, but I don't really feel like going. And there's other small, subtle signs that I pick up on because I'm her dad and I see them, and that just give me, I'm getting the impression that being at school is starting to bring about this new kind of anxiety, this new kind of feeling, this unpleasant feeling that she's not really enjoying that it's totally, and it seems kind of aside from the schoolwork. I think the schoolwork itself, doing the math or whatever, I think all of that is just fine. She seems to be having no trouble so far. I think it's the social interactions that she has to deal with while she's at school. I remember distinctly and strongly feeling very much alone at that time. And, you know, every time I was at school and I was standing in front of what looked like a large, amazingly huge crowd of strangers, I felt exactly like that. And I didn't feel like the water, drop of water dropping into the bucket and becoming one of them. I felt like a drop of oil dropping into the water bucket and kind of bubbling over to the side in the corner and just being very much excluded while among, but not one of them, you know? And so, I mean, Colette has not told these things to me. This is not what she said she's feeling, but I'm wondering if that's something, that if that's the kind of anxiety she's feeling, if she's feeling excluded. I know she doesn't have any, like, of her most close to, there goes the garbage truck. I know that none of her closest friends are in her class this year, so she's kind of having to make new friends in her class. And I wonder if that has something to do with it. I don't know what's changed. I mean, maybe something has changed. I've tried to talk to her about it, and several times over the past few days, you know, I kind of would idly bring up, I wouldn't be pushy about it, but I would idly bring up over and over again that, hey, so if anything ever happens at school, if you're ever feeling bummed out about something, you should tell me because, you know, sometimes it's nice, it makes you feel better to tell somebody, and I'm always, I'll understand anything that you're going through. That kind of a thing, you know. And all I've gotten out of her is that she's bummed that she doesn't have any of her friends in her class that she's, I mean, I don't know, maybe I am imposing my childhood onto her where it doesn't belong, and she just doesn't feel like going to school anymore. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out in my head. Because I want her to have fun. And she's not miserable. You know, she's not miserable. It's just the enthusiasm is lost, is all. The enthusiasm is lost, and now it's just another day at the office. It'll be fine. She's not depressed. She's not crying. She's not having meltdowns. But she's just heading back into the office, and you do what you gotta do. And I want her to be enthused again. You know, I want that back. And I'm trying to figure out why, figure out how. Anyway, that's what's going on. I hope you all have a lovely day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. If you like the show, do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes. It would be really nice, and it helps new listeners find the show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can always find me on Twitter. The username is MrMomDaily. You can also email me at MrMomDaily@gmail.com. And there's also the website MrMomDaily.com. Thanks for listening.